From New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Peter Biello, in for Laura Kanoy, and this is The Exchange. This holiday shopping season, customers have shopping lists in their pockets and COVID-19 on their minds. How are retailers making ends meet with fewer customers shopping in person? And are listeners shopping local enough to keep Main Street stores from in the black? Today on the show, it's our New Hampshire Holiday Gift Special, and we want to know, how are you supporting local businesses in your gifting this year? And what are your go-to local shopping spots? And sellers, tell us how you've adapted to the pandemic and what gifts are hits this year. Give us a call. Our number is 1-800-892-6477. That's 1-800-892-NHPR. You can also email us. The address is exchange@nhpr.org. With us now, Matt Ingersoll, staff writer for the Hippo Press, where he writes about the food industry. The publication also has a 2020 holiday shopping guide. Matt, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We've also got Emily Russman, assistant manager for the Hannah Grimes Marketplace in Keene, which features products from over 250 local artisans. Emily, thank you for being on the program today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, Matt, I wanted to start by talking a little bit about food, because you've been writing about gift ideas for foodies, and you've been writing about the food business across New Hampshire for a while. Food businesses, of course, hoping for the best this holiday season. So let me ask first, what are some of the hot food-based gift items this season?
Sure. So one of the things that we featured in our the food section of our gift guide in New Hippo this year is the cocoa bombs.
Cocoa bombs have become a big
big hit across the state, as well as all over the country. Anywhere you go, they've kind of taken taken the internet by storm over the last couple of months.
I feel so sorry to be out of the loop on what a cocoa bomb is, but I have to ask, so what is it? What is a cocoa bomb?
Oh, sure. So the best way to describe it is it's like a hollow ball of chocolate, and it's filled with marshmallows or some kind of flavoring that you put into it, and you drop it in a, your favorite, mug, any kind of heat safe mug, a coffee mug or whatever you have. And, you heat up some milk or some water, and then you pour it over the bomb, and it, quote unquote, explodes. and then you take a spoon and you stir it into the cup, and it's supposedly, the heat from the milk and the water kind of penetrates the inside of the chocolate. And it causes causes it to kind of break open from the inside, and the marshmallows rise to the top, and you got yourself the most decadent cup of hot chocolate you've ever tasted.
Right on. So is this like you said it's a national thing, but are there local makers of cocoa bombs this season?
Absolutely, yes. Okay. So I've spoken to a number of them actually that had said that they had never made them before. A month or two ago, and now they're starting to make, they're spending hours on end making them, and then they can't keep up with the demand because people just love these cocoa bombs. And one gentleman I talked to was a Scott Watson of Loon Chocolate, and they're a bean to bar facility. They used to be in Derry. They up until earlier this year, they were operating out of Creative Chef Kitchens, which is a commercial kitchen in Derry. And he just moved to a facility in Manchester, but basically he had never made any before, a month ago, a little more than a month ago, and now he's making like a thousand of them per week, and he's got them in Cafe Loran in Manchester. He's got them in the Manchester Craft Market, which is at the Mall in New Hampshire in Manchester. He's got them at the Country Store and the Tilton Outlets. Suddenly he's making all these, and their product line was more like chocolate bars and bean to bar chocolates and stuff, and how like this is just something that he's kind of adopted into his product line for the holiday season. So
mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you, Matt, is there a quintessential New Hampshire food product, a food product that you see and you're like, yep, that's we like, for example, Massachusetts, right? They're big on cranberries. So is there something similar here in New Hampshire?
I don't know. I mean,
Hard to say, right? I was racking my brain too. I thought maybe you would have some insight. I don't know. Listeners, if you have an insight into the quintessential New Hampshire food product gift for the gift giving season, give us a call 1-800-892-6477 or email exchange at nhpr.org. Matt, I wanted to ask you about shopping in person for food items for this holiday gift giving season, because I know some places, like, for example, hot sauce shops, right? Like, they have a basket of tortilla chips laid out and samples of the product. Right. I don't know if that is possible in the age of COVID-19.
No, and you're right. And there's a lot of, hot sauce is a good example. A lot of these small businesses kind of relied on shows, whether, the Made in New Hampshire Expo is an annual show, the Made in New England Expo as well. And, it's usually around this time of year in early December. So you were having these businesses, like hot sauce vendors, they had salsa vendors, they had, some kind of way to sample food, and they would have a booth, and you'd be able to just kind of walk around and sample as you will. I mean, that's just not possible right now. I mean, that's just the world that we live in, right? So a lot of the kind of things that we've been pushing over these last, really this whole year, ever since this whole pandemic has kind of taken us by storm, is to encourage online shopping as much as possible, because a lot of these businesses are missing out on all these shows. Craft fairs is the same way. Holiday craft, this is kind of the season where we have in the HIPPO, we have a weekly holiday craft fair roundup, so to speak. So it's just like we fill a page with all the local craft fairs across Southern New Hampshire for that week. And it's pretty much been wiped out by COVID, unfortunately. So craft fairs, trade shows, all of that has been lost this year. So we kind of encourage online shopping as much as possible. And then, like you said, going into a store, you can't really sample the product, but these local shops are trying to get these local businesses are trying to get into these shops as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Emily, what do you have to say about in-person craft shows? I mean, the Hanegrimes Marketplace, I imagine that used to be a staple. I don't know if it still is.
For us, it's brought about some changes. In particular, a lot of our members would have had those shows to lean on and produced all the product to be able to fulfill those needs. And then, the craft fairs are canceled and they've got all this stuff that they really need to unload. So we've sort of benefited from it because we end up with some things that normally we don't have. But we've added a lot to our website to try to, supplement for that. And that's been going pretty well.
We got this.
It's hard because we do have so many vendors. And so, there's a lot to put up. But people have been great. I think people know us as sort of the local hub, and they've been coming in and sort of making up for what I think people have lost for lack of craft shows.
Yeah. Well, Marcy writes, I want to express my gratitude for Hanegrimes Marketplace. The store offers a place for local craftspeople to sell their work in a friendly and thoughtfully displayed environment in the heart of downtown Keene. Thanks, Marcy. Really appreciate it. So what are some of the things that you wouldn't have normally had that you have now, Emily, as a result of the pandemic and the precautions you've had to take?
So it's funny because it sort of matched up with what ended up selling the best for us, which is sort of small trinket type items. People are trying to make, care baskets and just sort of little thinking of you gifts a lot and sending them out. We do ship and we do delivery within town, and people have taken advantage of that. Sort of one thing that we've been doing is making gift baskets. So people want to fill that up with a lot of nice, small, cute, sentimental things. We end up with pretty much everything from our vendors' lines that normally we have a few selected things that we know go well and that they want to put on display, but now we've got just a wider range of different items.
Can you give us a few examples really quick of those maybe cute sentimental items you mentioned or the other things that are popular?
Yeah. So a lot of our food people, we've been getting sort of the small snack size things like Effie's oat cakes. Side Hill Jams does a really adorable small jam. People really like those. They'll fill, a basket with a few. We just got a new local honey person who does these super adorable little gift wrapped sort of honey gifts. We got one of our vendors who is prolific with us and does New Hampshire and sort of funny local t-shirts and things like that, started making these key rings and ornaments that are sort of New Hampshire-y based, a little humor to them. And normally that would be a craft show item because, you know, they'll just go because of being small and affordable. But now, you know, we get to have those and that's been great. Mm-hmm.
We get this call from Kara in Littleton. Kara, thank you very much for calling.
Hi, I just wanted to quickly say, as a quintessential New Hampshire food gift, I was shocked you guys didn't say maple syrup. I know for me, any of my family members that have moved out of the state, have gone across the country, or just, you know, don't have access to that good New Hampshire maple syrup, that's a go-to holiday gift. So I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, Kara, do you have a preferred vendor of your or manufacturer of your maple syrup made in New Hampshire?
I actually, a couple of friends of mine make their own maple syrup, and they so a little under the table. Any local maple syrup I can do. And then I just wanted to quickly shout out Little Village Bookstore in Littleton, New Hampshire has great local books and games, and they've done or handled COVID really well and been very safe. So
shout out to Little Village Books. Well, Kara, thank you very much for both that shout out for the bookstore and for the maple syrup question. Matt, I guess Vermont does not have the monopoly.
Yeah, you know, the kind of the interesting thing about maple syrup, and it's kind of jogged my memory about, you know, this whole year has been so the longest year ever, right?
Yes.
The funny thing about maple syrup is New Hampshire Maple Weekend, as you guys know, is usually the third or fourth weekend in March. Mm-hmm. And really, really just as we were getting started with our coverage for Maple Weekend, and we usually have a big spread in the Hippo that, you know, has listings for sugar houses that are doing some sort of tour or you know, they're showing people how maple syrup is made, how they do it, because of course there's different things to, you know, ways to do it in the industry depending on where you go. But basically they open up their sugar house for the entire weekend, for one weekend only, to the public. And, you know, they give out samples. They, you know, there's lots of gift giving opportunities for maple syrup as well as maple infused treats, maple candy and what have you. The COVID pandemic really started to, you know, sort of overspread New Hampshire, just as we were getting started, of course, in March with Maple Weekend. And so we got the notification probably like within days of New Hampshire Maple Weekend that it had unfortunately been canceled. And it was just kind of a scramble to say, you know, what are we going to do? Like, what are all these sugar houses going to do? And, you know, what ended up happening was a lot of other sugar houses had kept their sugar houses open. You know, anyways, just to say, you know, just be careful, you know, try and keep your distance, wear a mask, the whole nine yards. So yeah, I mean, this maple syrup is another thing too that's a popular item at these shows, at these trade shows, at these expos. I know Ben Sugar Shack out of Temple is one in particular that has a huge booth every year for, you know, all kinds of, they do all kinds of maple treats and maple goodies. So.
And Emily, any maple products available at Hannah Grimes?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. All right.
So for us, you know, we get a lot of people from all around either coming in or calling and asking for things. And one thing that we always see is people see, in particular, the maple candies. Everyone is just astounded at that and, you know, grabs half a dozen and sends it all out to their family and other places. They just think it's the craziest thing.
We get this note from the good folks at Moonlight Meadery and Hidden Moon Brewing. They said Moonlight Meadery and Hidden Moon Brewing had to make the difficult decision to once again go into hibernation for the safety of our employees and fans. We so appreciate our customers and local fans supporting us. We have over 70 varieties of mead, cider, and beer available, as well as non-alcoholic gift options. You can order your holiday gift safely at moonlightmeadery.com and hiddenmoonbrewing.com. Thanks for the note. We appreciate you writing in. And Matt, what about local makers of spirits or local breweries? Are they keeping up as best as they can during the pandemic?
Yeah, as best as they can, right? Just as a theme with everybody this year. Moonlight Meadery is a good example. You know, they're out of Londonderry, of course, and they're actually one of the only one of only I think three or four mead producers, or you know, that's kind of what their thing is, mead in New Hampshire. Ancient Fire, of course, is another one in Manchester. They do a line of meads as well as ciders, and you know, they're doing the best they can, and just kind of with the holiday releases, they're trying to keep people in with modified hours, and you know, they
We get this note from Lynn Falcone. She says, I am a fiber artist, and I sell handcrafted wool and silk accessories under the label Mosaic Fiber Arts at Hannah Grimes Marketplace, Concord Handmade, and Broaden Collective. I want to express how very grateful I am for those shopkeepers who represent me and connect me to local shoppers. They deserve an extra measure of gratitude for working with the public in these times. That's the note from Lynn Falcone. Thank you very much, Lynn. You know, Hannah Grimes Marketplace, it's not like anybody off the street can walk in and start selling their stuff there, right? I mean, there's a jury process for what is featured, right, Emily?
There is, yep. So basically what we do, we have a quarterly jury. We have people come in all year long with, you know, different products from around the state and the area. And what we do is basically we have a few trusted minds take a look at things, assess them, you know, based on branding and what we know sells in our shop. We have the benefit of the Hannah Grimes Center for Entrepreneurship, which is basically a business hub for small entrepreneurs to come and get free and affordable classes to sort of develop their brand, learn how to use social media, do, you know, all kinds of things that are going to relate back to their business. And if we think something could use a tweak, then we'll refer them to there and we'll keep working with them. And most of the time, eventually get them in. We get so many different interesting items that way. And it's amazing the input that we get.
So Emily, how has business been at Hannah Grimes Marketplace this year compared to previous years?
It's been a really interesting ride. Back in March, you know, we closed for a full month. We went from zero sales now to, we're currently down about 23%. So still at a lower volume than we're used to. But, you know, as far as we projected at the beginning of the crisis, it's so much more than we expected. Mm-hmm. The community has been incredibly supportive.
Will you be watching closely movements in Congress as they work towards putting together some kind of COVID relief package? I don't know if that's something either Hannah Grimes Marketplace.
Always, yep. Yeah. Always a concern of ours. We, you know, we house almost 300 different artists here, and many of whom we're either their only or their main spot for selling their stuff. We did a survey, you know, over the course of this whole thing, and we found that about a third of our people, we are their primary selling point. So we, you know, are really diligent about finding out whatever we can to keep things going.
Mm-hmm. And so does Hannah Grimes offer gift certificates, worth asking?
We do. Oh. We absolutely do.
Okay. I ask in part because we've got this note from Katie who says, I would really like to encourage and urge all of your listeners to give out gift certificates to local eating establishments for the holiday gift this year. It can be done over the phone with a credit card, usually mailed out. Helps keep the community afloat and small businesses afloat. Thanks, Katie. We really appreciate your suggestion. On the subject of food, we got this note from Gary in Sugar Hill who says, if you want to give a taste of New Hampshire to out-of-staters, consider Harmon's cheese, any New Hampshire syrup. I like Dodge's and Landaff and coffee from Woodshed Roasting Company in Laconia. Thanks for the recommendation, Gary. Really appreciate it. Listeners, if you've got recommendations, give us a call, 1-800-892-6477, or send us an email. The address is exchange@nhpr.org. And let's hear from Jordana in Keene. Jordana, thank you very much for calling.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. What's up?
I was calling, I guess I can call more as a person that runs a business rather than shop, so I do shop locally. I run the Hot Glass Art Center in Marlborough, New Hampshire. And we've had to make huge changes this year, like everybody else. We sell a lot online, both to local people and now throughout the country. So being sort of flexible, resilient, and so forth has helped our business stay afloat through the pandemic.
And how has business been this year compared to previous years?
Well, it's been okay for sure, but it's been different because most of what we've done in the past is teaching and giving an experience in person to people to make their own glass objects. I've been teaching forever, and so that's an easy and fun thing for me to do. But because we can't have people in the way we always have, we've made a shift to selling glass objects, functional mostly, that people then use in their home. And then one day we'll get them back in to blow. I know this will blow over, no pun intended. So, yeah.
Well, thank you, Jordan. I really appreciate you giving us a call. Emily Russman, before we let you go, what are your hopes for Hannah Grimes Marketplace, not just in the coming month, but in the coming, we'll say, 6 months to a year, because it's sort of an unprecedented time and businesses are doing the best they can. What are your hopes for Hannah Grimes Marketplace?
My biggest hope, and it's sort of always the same, but I think more now than ever, is that people will start turning more and more to local crafters. In the gift-giving season especially, I think that we're seeing it, and I hope to keep seeing that people realize, you know, the real person behind these gifts and supporting them and making sure that they're able to get through.
Well, Emily Russman of Hannah Grimes Marketplace, thank you very much for being on the program today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And we've got a link up to Hannah Grimes Marketplace at nhpr.org. We're all going to try to link to as many of the places that we hear about today at our website. This is our New Hampshire Holiday Gift Special on The Exchange on NHPR, and we're hoping to hear from you about the local shops that serve as your go-to source for holiday gifts. We want to hear from you about, if you're a business owner, how you're operating your business and keeping holiday shoppers interested in what you've got to sell. Tell us how you're doing during this pandemic. Our number is 1-800-892-6477. You can also email exchange at nhpr.org. I'm Peter Biello, and we'll be right back. This is The Exchange on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is our holiday gift-giving show. We're talking about shopping local today and how both retailers and shoppers are changing their behavior because of the pandemic. So whether you are a retailer or a customer, we want to know your story. What are you doing to find the best gift and possibly make a big difference in your community? Call us. Our number is 1-800-892-6477. That's 1-800-892-6477. NHPR. You can also email us. The address is exchange at nhpr.org. With us, Matt Ingersoll, food writer for the Hippo Press. And for this part of the program, we've got Allison Murphy. She's the owner of Concord Handmade, a pop-up shop that features local artists and makers. She's also the owner of Penumbra, which sells Plants We Can't Kill, among other local products. She's also part of the Broaden Collective, which has the Shop Broad pop-up shop in Portsmouth featuring wares by women-owned businesses. Allison, thank you very much for being on the program today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So let's start by hearing a little bit about Penumbra and Concord, a plant shop that opened this year just as the pandemic was getting started. Jeez, what a time to start a business.
Yes. If you ever want to know what the worst time to start a business is, just ask me and I'll help you.
It was March. It was March of this year, I guess.
It was March of this year, exactly.
But you're still standing, so what's your secret?
We are. So one thing that I heard earlier in the show is being flexible. And that was what we really did to help ourselves during the pandemic. We shifted to online sales and we did a lot of deliveries. So I became the delivery driver on top of the owner. So.
Oh, okay. So you're personally delivering plants to people's homes.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Exactly. And I'm sure there are folks out there who are thinking, mailing plants, what plants are amenable to being mailed?
Yes, that was, so my wife and I are the owners of Penumbra, and she did a lot of research in how to mail plants. And so we figured out how to, as safely as we could, mail them and hope that they get there quickly so that they don't dry out too much in the meantime. But we really are shifting now because we can't really mail too much because of the cold weather. Leaving plants outside for too long is not going to be good for them. So we're sort of going into this mode of trying to deliver as many local plants as we can, and then at the same time, mail when we can, but not mail too many plants.
I see. So for your delivery, for your local delivery, do you have like a radius, like a 25, 50 mile, something like that?
We deliver all over New Hampshire.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's commitment.
It is. We figure New Hampshire is small enough that we can deliver through the whole state.
Yeah. Well, so I imagine, well, that demand for houseplants might be pretty healthy because people are home. They're locked in their homes and they might take some pleasure in caring for houseplants. I know I do. It's part of my morning ritual. I water my plants in the morning and it's just a nice thing to do.
Absolutely. It's definitely we were reading something about sort of like things to do during COVID to help take care of yourself. And one thing that they said was take care of something else. So taking care of plants is a great way to just sort of like stay connected to yourself. So we really encourage that this time of year.
Well, we'd like to hear other thoughts from listeners about where they're shopping, what they're shopping for, how they are shopping during the pandemic. Please give us a call. Our number 1-800-892-6477 or email exchange@nhpr.org. Want to learn a little more, Allison, about some of the other things you've been doing. Seems like you've got a lot of irons in the fire here. What about Concord Homemade?
Concord Handmade is a pop-up shop that I do during the holiday season. This is year 10 for Concord Handmade. So I was really excited about having, you know, parties and get-togethers and all sorts of, I had all these grand plans that are not the case this year for Concord Handmade. But
What plans had to be cast aside?
I guess I just love a party. So I love to have grand opening parties for the pop-up shop every single year. Mm-hmm. So I decided, obviously, that we couldn't do anything this year. So it's sort of just in the whole planning process for the shop, I knew that I wasn't going to be able to do any sort of big in-person events. So I tried not to get my hopes up too high and didn't plan too many things.
Oh, okay. Well, so how have sales been so far?
You know, they've been great. I have been very surprised in how well it's been going this year. I think that the idea of shopping local, and especially in Concord, people just like rallying around and supporting their local businesses has really happened beautifully this year.
We got this note about the Manchester Craft Market, which sounds kind of similar.
It is.
The person says they didn't sign the note, but here's what they said. They said, I own the Manchester Craft Market in the Mall of New Hampshire, where 200 New England area makers sell their handmade items. 2020 has been a year to pivot, to grow social media, and to just remember we're all experiencing some sort of change this year, so be patient and kind with each other. We started off doing live sales and curbside pickup during the closure, really put in a strong effort to grow our online shopping group where our makers share their items and offer personalization, customization, and shipping. The effort to support local businesses is astounding this year. There's so much more support that we've seen in the previous 4 years. Occupancy regulations certainly make things a bit more difficult, but we are extremely thankful that we are open. That's the note from the owner of the Manchester Craft Market at the Mall of New Hampshire. Does that resonate with you, Allison, those comments about, you know, more support than they've seen in the previous 4 years, and also occupancy regulations being kind of a hindrance?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like the support has just been more intentional this year versus in the years past. And as far as occupancy regulations, we are, for the first time ever, we had to have a line on Saturday outside to wait for there to be enough space in the shop for people to come in. But I think that that just shows how much people care about shopping local and how dedicated they are, that they're willing to wait to be able to come into these shops that they care about.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Erin, calling from Royalston, Massachusetts. Erin, thank you very much for calling. What's up?
Hi. I just wanted to let you know, I write for a digital publication called The Monadnocker, and it's based in the Monadnock region. And basically, it's just supporting local businesses in our area and trying to help them, become more successful. It's a local lifestyle playlist. So So every season we have 10 items that are like our top 10 for the Monadnock region. And we just came out with our holiday edition.
The Monadnocker, you said?
Yes, the Monadnocker.
And is that a monadnocker.com?
Yep, it's the monadnocker.com. And we have our top 10 list is all about holiday shopping and holiday experiences this season. So we have things like come and enjoy the Walpole Creamery. We have come get your holiday wreath from a local farm and, do all sorts of local shopping.
Well, Erin, thanks for the recommendation. Really appreciate it. The Monadnocker for people in the Monadnock region looking for local ideas. Really appreciate your call. Listeners, if you've got insights on holiday shopping in your region, let us know. Where's the place to go where you live? Give us a call, 1-800-892-6477, or email theexchange@nhpr.org. And Allison Murphy, the third thing that we wanted to talk to you about, because you're doing so much, is that you're part of the Broaden Collective.
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Absolutely. Broaden Collective is it's a community started by my friend Rachel Sotak. She sort of created this group of women-owned businesses in New Hampshire to try to connect them and support each other and work together. So we took that idea, me, Rachel, and two of our friends from Concord, and set up a pop-up shop in Portsmouth this holiday season. So it's called Shop Broad. And it's a lot of women-owned businesses located in Portsmouth. We took over a gelato shop for the holiday season. So since they don't sell gelato during the winter, it was a perfect sort of way for us to ease in there and use their space.
Oh, great. So how's the foot traffic then, if it's actual physical space? Is it pretty good?
It's pretty good, yeah. It's I feel like even when I didn't have a shop in Portsmouth, I loved to Christmas shop in Portsmouth. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people do that because there are so many great shops close together in the downtown. So foot traffic has been great.
I wanted to bring Matt into the conversation. Matt, food writer for the Hippo Press, writing about all sorts of gifts. Matt, we were talking earlier about Plant Shop, because Allison Murphy's running Penumbra in Concord. What about gardening and gardening as a gift-giving idea? How's that going this year? Is that really popular?
Yeah, so we, in our gift guide issue, which is this week's issue of the Hippo, we did have a Henry Holmeyer, who was he's known as the gardening guy. Mm-hmm. He has a gardening column in the Hippo every week. And so in this week's issue, he has a basically like a gift guide. It's basically just like a list of suggestions, gift giving suggestions for the, for the person in your life who's a gardener, or for anybody who's looking for something to, looking for a tool or a book or something to kind of, for advice, tips on how to grow their, how to improve their garden. So he talks about pots being good gifts, hand tools, just like like one of those like cobra head. It's a weeder. It's called a cobra head weeder. It's basically like something that you kind of use to cultivate out weeds. It's like a little like a I don't know how to describe it. It's like a tool that's like a little tiny little tractor in your hand that kind of scoops out the weeds. And so he talks about that. He talks about, watering wands, and just kind of the brands, popular brands out there. And he's got a list of good books that have come out in the past year. So,
mm-hmm. Well, there are some people out there who hear the word tool and you're like, yeah, I want it. Give it to me. we get this note from Skip, who says, please give a shout out today to our organization, White Mountain Independence. We are a nonprofit group of local businesses in the Mount Washington Valley, 22 members strong and growing. Our mission is to support, shop local, and we give back to the community through donations and volunteerism. In 2018, we donated more than $60,000. Our website, whitemountainindependence.com. Skip, thanks very much for the note. We also got this note from Annie, back to the food. She says, the product my kids in Australia always want me to send is maple cream. Ben's Sugar Shack has great maple cream. So, Matt, confirm? Do you know of this product?
Absolutely, yeah. We talked a little bit about Ben Sugar Stack earlier. They're great for like literally anything maple you can think of. They'll do it. They're awesome in that way.
We've got this phone call from Ada in Marlboro. Ada, thank you very much for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I wanted to tell people that I'm a partner at Phoenix Farm, and so if people are looking for gifts that involve, for people who aren't vegetarians, we have pork and sometimes we have lamb. We can sell gift certificates for any denomination that don't expire. And also, if you haven't figured out what you're going to eat for your holiday feast, we have several nice hams that were cured with maple syrup. We usually sell holiday food at a marketplace before Thanksgiving, but unfortunately it would have been unwise for that event to happen. So
so how about shipping? Is it okay to ship what you sell, all these meats?
Sure. I've talked to a local producer of beef who told me how she ships. I think it's like to one relative or something, but there's a company in Keene that can pack it up with dry ice and stuff and ship it out. And we also deliver contactless in the Keene area, or you can pick it up at our farm.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Ada. Really appreciate your insights. Give us a call if you have a gift idea you'd like to recommend. 1-800-892-6477. The emphasis today, of course, is giving local, supporting local artisans, food makers, what have you. 1-800-892-6477. Email exchange at nhpr.org. Allison, turning it back to you, if folks are interested in, say, giving a plant of some kind, I imagine you have a good recommendation. I'd love to hear it.
We sure do. So we tend to customize our plant recommendations as much as we can because we want the plant to meet the person where they're at. So we tend to want to know some basic information about who you're giving the plant to, if they have any pets, what the light is like in their house or wherever they're going to put the plant, if you know that. And that's sort of, and then how much effort they maybe want to put into the plant. So we have lots of succulents and cactus for folks who feel like they want just a pretty easygoing something.
A low maintenance plant,
exactly. Mm-hmm. But we like to say, I think like you said earlier, we specialize in plants we can't kill. So we don't have very many, if any, high maintenance plants. So I love a pothos. It's like a sort of category of plants that aren't necessarily pet safe, just because if a pet ate it, it would upset their stomach because the plants have something in them that sort of a defensive mechanism. But pothos are really beautiful vining plants. They grow in any sort of light situation. And we also have lots of beautiful pots that you could put a pothos in. So,
yeah. So if someone has questions about, what kind of plant they should get, maybe they could call you. You do a little plant consultation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And hopefully that's good blanket advice. I don't know. I can't speak for every business in the state, of course, but hopefully you can call up your local business if you have questions and they'll answer your questions about whatever they're selling. Allison Murphy is co-owner of Concord Handmade, a pop-up shop that features local artists and makers. She's also the owner of Penumbra, which sells, quote, plants we can't kill, among other local products, and she's part of the Broaden Collective. Allison Murphy, thank you very much for being on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
Matt Ingersoll of the Hippo Press is going to stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll learn a little bit about a toy store, how toy store is doing. You can send your questions or comments. What's the go-to toy this year? We'd love to know about it. 1-800-892-6477 or email exchange at nhpr.org. This is The Exchange. I'm Peter Biello, and we'll be right back. This is The Exchange on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello in today for Laura Kanoy. And today it's our New Hampshire holiday gift special. We want to know, how are you supporting local businesses in your gifting this year? And what are your go-to local shopping spots? Let us know. Our lines are open. 1-800-892-6477. You can also email us. Our address is exchange@nhpr.org. We got this note from Chris in Ware, who writes, Gibson's Bookstore is our go-to gift headquarters. I find it observant of protocols, and I always find gifts there for my family and friends, and, of course, a little something for myself. Their gift cards are popular in our family, too. During the lockdown, books were available online, and now the in-person shopping is a treat. I even bought Christmas cards and a journal there. That's the note from Chris in Ware. Just a reminder, listeners, we're not talking specifically about books today, but if you're curious about book recommendations, the Exchange recently had its holiday or end-of-year book show. You can find that in the Exchange archives from last month at nhpr.org, or you could subscribe to the Exchange podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Matt Ingersoll is here. He's a food writer for the Hippo Press, which has been putting together holiday gift guides. And for this part of the program, we're going to be talking with Jody Brenneman. She is co-owner of G. Willikers Books and Toys in Portsmouth. Jody, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Peter. I'm thrilled to be here.
So first, tell us a little bit about your shop. What can we find at G. Willikers?
Well, we're a 42-year-old family business. We started in 1978, and as our name says, we carry both books for children and toys for children, and have a long history of doing that.
That's great. And so, how's it going? How's this shopping season going?
It's been really great. You know, it's obviously different times for us. Our word is that we're sustainable, and we're feeling very grateful for the shop local sentiment that is, you know, really prominent, especially now.
And have you seen any changes in customer behavior, what they're buying, how much they're buying, how often online versus in the store?
Absolutely. We're a brick-and-mortar store, but what we found when the pandemic hit was that we started getting requests from people through social media in ways that we hadn't anticipated. And so they really led the way with how we pivoted our business, and this is a service that will now carry through, you know, beyond. We custom shop for people through Instagram and Facebook. They tell us what their kids' names and ages and interests are, and we do photo shoots throughout our store of items that might appeal to them.
So you're going through the store and taking photos for people online and saying, how about this? Do you think this would work?
Yeah, and they found ways to circle those items, and we can do it all that way, and they can come curbside or now they can come in our store. But it's been a really a great learning curve for us.
Yeah, so I imagine doing things that way, you know, that extra personal touch, great for consumers, really time-consuming for you. Is it like longer days, you know, no weekends off? Is that the situation you're facing?
I do find myself waking up in the morning and checking our, you know, our social media. And we have to admit, both my brother and I were conversing with customers before we get into the store. But it feels right now, and it's a way that we can do it that really does customize it to them and help them do their shopping in a timely manner.
I see. Let's go to the phones and talk to John in Keene. John, thank you very much for calling.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, I like everybody else, have had some issues and struggles trying to do things safely. I'm older and have some underlying issues. I'd rather not expose myself to things. Big fan of shopping locally, and I've shopped at Hannah Grimes in Keene. I'm in the Monadnock region and Toy City, and everybody's been so good about curbside things. It's just terrific. But I've got kids all over the country and all over the world, grown kids, and that's been a challenge. So a couple things I've done. The New Hampshire Historical Society has a great website. They're a great organization. They need to be supported. And I've been able to order and have shipped some really fun things from home that my kids will enjoy. They've got, and a lot of it's locally made, pewter and different things. So that's a real bonus, I think, for the state.
John, I'm tempted to ask you what you ordered, but that might spoil the surprise for your kids.
No, I don't. They might be streaming you in Europe, but I bought some pewter Christmas tree ornaments of made in New Hampshire, and some books about Alan Shepard and some space things, and some puzzles that are local. But also, I spent some time looking at local businesses in the areas where my kids live. I mean, I love shopping locally in Keene. I'm in Keene now. But all small businesses everywhere need a boost. So I was able to find a bookstore in France, in Normandy, where my daughter and her family live, who had a pretty good translation. I've got some French behind me, but not enough. And was able to buy some books for my grandkids there. And they'll arrange to get them to them. And I got to some local businesses in Florida where my son lives with his family. And, I felt good about it. Well, you can go to the big box stores and have things shipped, but it just isn't the way I want to do it.
Well, John, thank you very much. Appreciate your insights. Wow, family everywhere and trying to shop locally in each of those areas. That's incredible. Jody Brenneman of G. Willikers, are you finding that people from out of state are purchasing from your online store and trying to get kids their toys earlier?
Yes. And, a lot of people with a similar story to John really seeking out how can I support local even if I don't live in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And so our families that are our regulars have told their grandparents who are living elsewhere or who just they can't see because of, the situation, call G. Willikers. We have a wish list for our kids at G. Willikers. Or go, the gift card sales have been really fabulous this year. So people investing in us and knowing that they can use something now or in the future. So John's efforts are, we see that here as well.
Yeah, and to his point about being worried about staying safe, I believe I read that you took something called the Seacoast Safe Pledge. Is that correct?
I don't know that specific term, honestly, but we're along with our fellow business neighbors here in Portsmouth, we have capacity levels, we have hand sanitizing stations, we have plexiglass, dividers at our counter, and we absolutely do curbside anytime someone wants to do that. So, and it's been really great. We feel like our customers have been really respectful of all those, those guidelines.
Okay. And I might be burying the lead here with the question, what is the big gift this year? What is the toy everybody wants?
We get that question every year. And because we've been around for so long, we really, our toys are classic toys that we carry and they're tried and true. So this year what we found is that people are wanting, while they're shopping locally, they're wanting their children to learn more about the world. So in terms of toys, we're seeing lots more sales with, we have the Geo Safari Talking Globe, which is a fun quiz globe that is interactive, and just your regular globe. Books, tons of books about, diverse books, books that talk about, a local illustrator, Peter Reynolds, with Susan Verde, has a series of books, I Am Peace, I Am Human, I Am Love. People wanting to sort of, talk to their children about who we are in the world beyond just our neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And then creating worlds in their own home during a time where there's going to be a lot of, inside play. We sell, one of our top-selling items is called a Crazy Fort. It's like a big tinker toy. And you just add bed sheets and you create an instant fort that can be broken down and put away.
That sounds fun.
It's great. Yeah, forts inside. And then Air Force. It's a company out of California. All you need is a box fan. And it's this nylon fort that just, expands into your room as you put on the box fan. And it's that's one of our top-selling items as well.
I want to bring Matt Ingersoll into the conversation here, writer for the Hippo Press. Matt, I don't know if you have a gift guide for toys specifically, but what have you heard about toy stores generally?
We haven't had one for specific for toys, but we did have a Angie Sykeny, who's our arts writer, had a story in our gift guide issue about basically like anybody who loves the arts, who loves museums, who loves to educate themselves, as she was saying, in science, nature, history, is a pretty big spread in there about ideas for, whether it's gift certificates, whether it's memberships, classes, a lot of virtual classes obviously going on this year. This is pretty detailed article in there as well.
We get this note from Bobby who says, I am a multitasker to the end, so my local shopping recommendation would be Boards and Brews on Elm Street in Manchester. Last week, I grabbed takeout, rented a board game for board game night with my family, and bought a board game for the holiday season. The only tricky part is going to be going back solely to return the board game. Thanks for the note, Bobby. Jody Brenneman of G. Willikers, board games? Do you have those? Are they popular?
Yeah. We have lots of board games. One of our favorite game companies is right out of Newton, Mass. Game Right Games, and again, classics that we've carried for a long time. And there's a new game called Shifting Stones, which is a great strategy game that has been flying off the shelves. And Game Right Games is great because they're so close. We get them in a couple of days, and they've been able to keep up, even given the challenges. Definitely games and puzzles and indoor creative play.
Classic standby board games.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rachel wrote in to say, greenlifenh.com has some great local gift guides on the site, perishables, plants, etc. I like buying these products from farm stands, even from curbside, because they need our support too. And it's a place where you can support many businesses at once. Rachel's recommendation was greenlifenh.com. Thanks, Rachel. Really appreciate it. Hope says, I'm buying at White Birch Books in North Conway. I emailed them last week requesting 6 books. The shop called back within 2 hours to confirm details. 3 days later, they phoned to say the books were in faster than any online site while supporting a local independent business. That's from Hope. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. And let's hear from Stephanie in Ware. Stephanie, thank you very much for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. What's up?
Good. I love this show. And referring right back to what your emailer Rachel just said about the impact of the super buys in regard to how a gift that we give can also reflect many different New Hampshire properties, like in the essence of farms, for example. Like if you're buying a finished product, like my company makes Micro Mama's fermented vegetables. If you're buying a jar of kimchi or sauerkraut for somebody, because who doesn't like to get food for a holiday gift? And secondly, the farms that we support that goes into our product, all New Hampshire, and then also the stores that we distribute to who then retail our product, also our New Hampshire folks and New Hampshire families that are supporting those retail stores by working there and people shopping there. So I think the impact of what we decide to purchase for a gift is incredible, because even if you're not finishing a finished product, there's also businesses like Tucker's who have 5 locations and do a phenomenal job of supporting many New Hampshire local farmers that really make it very easy for you to give the gift that keeps on giving. So if you're buying a gift certificate from them or buying a locally made product, it's not just the person that you're going to, it's not just Tucker's, it's the incredible, team that they have together, their suppliers,
sure,
and customers. And so I think it's really awesome to think about when we think about this pandemic that hit and the survival mechanisms of, food. And I don't know if anybody else had the same issue, but if you go to the local grocery store and, products that we're used to having that may come from out of town, and the New Hampshire producers really held it together for all of us in the New Hampshire businesses, and it really shined a light on the importance of the locality.
Yeah.
So,
well, Stephanie, thank you. I just want to thank you for your call. We're short on time, but I want to turn that last thought to Matt, because that's the whole reason we're doing a show that focuses on local businesses, right? Because the economic impact when you shop locally has a kind of multiplier effect in a way.
Yeah. I mean, if there's anything that this whole pandemic has kind of taught us, or that we can, learn from it, or if there's any sort of silver lining, so to speak, it's that, the importance of supporting local, whether that means restaurants, retail shops, all kinds of businesses here in New Hampshire. And now more than ever, I think is important, especially as we get into the holiday season. I probably said we have a gift guide in our HIPPO issue, usually a few weeks before Christmas every year, but I think this is, the far and away the most important one of the year, just given everything that's going on in the past 9 months.
Well, Matt Ingersoll, food writer for the HIPPO Press, thank you for joining us this hour. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And Jody Brenneman, co-owner of G. Willikers Books and Toys in Portsmouth, thanks for telling us about your business and how you're doing this year. We really appreciate your insights.
Thank you for having me. Happy holidays.
We got this last note from Katie in Concord I'd like to share with you before we go. She says, I want to thank businesses for being so flexible and open to customers. For example, I won't be able to get out to Portsmouth to support the Shop Broad pop-up, but they're doing FaceTime shopping appointments. I've also ordered local gifts from makers through Instagram, too. It's a huge help to have so many options to shop in spite of the circumstances of the pandemic. Katie, thank you very much for that thought. We really appreciate it. And if you're looking for a link to something we've mentioned on the program today, it's going to take a few minutes, but we're going to get it up at nhpr.org so you can find it there. This show is a production of New Hampshire Public Radio. Today's show is produced by Christina Phillips. Senior producer is Ellen Grimm. Our engineer is Dan Colgan. Our executive producer is Michael Brindley. Jessica Hunt produces the show, as does our exchange fellow Jane Vaughn. Our theme music was composed by Bob Lord. I'm Peter Biello, filling in today for Laura Kanoy. Thank you very much for listening.